What's going on, geeks? You're listening to episode 382 of Geeks Under Grace podcast. My name is Cody Armour, and I'm just here with LJ Lowry today.
Yo.
Shelly is in Hawaii, which sounds cool.
I was dealing with customers at work today. I was thinking, man, I'm like, how nice that would be right now.
Yeah. We should be recording in Hawaii. I think that's what we need to do. We'll just all fly to Hawaii.
That'd be epic.
Very cool. We'll get some, you know, beachside podcast
drinks
going.
Drinks with the little umbrellas.
Yeah. I was listening to Pro Church Tools recently, and it's Pro Church Tools, and then they have a Bro Church Tools, which is whenever they answer questions. And then That's cool. This a podcast a couple weeks ago was Bro Church Pools, because they were poolside.
That's confusing.
Yeah, and then they were drinking virgin mojitos.
That's great. Man,
you are living the dream. This week, we're geeking it out about anything we could find around April Fool's Day, because it is April Fool's Day. And I think they're funny. I want to point that out.
Yeah.
But I used to do this new show. A lot of people don't know this. Don't need to look it up. On YouTube, called The Christian News Show. And... finding news on April Fool's Day is, I just loathe it. It drives me nuts having to sift through. So as far as the news goes, it's going to be a little light this week because I wasn't doing it. I wasn't fishing through to see what was real, what's not.
And then I just chose one from last week that I remembered and then another one I actually found today. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of did the same thing. I was like, I knew these, so.
Yeah.
we'll figure it out. That said, we have our own April Fool's Day joke on the website. Maybe you can go check that out. See if you can find it, because it was kind of hard to spot. I feel like for some people that it's not landing. For some people, they're not.
And then at first, when you read it, it's totally like it sounds normal at first, and then the further you scroll, I'm like, okay, yeah, I see how this is progressing.
The more ridiculous it gets,
it's clever.
And that is our. I'll just tell you guys, it's the Zelda Shrine article. Really well done. Very happy with our team. It was awesome.
That's great.
But I also really liked, I gotta give Love Thy Nerds a shout out too. Thought that was clever. They said their name was too clingy, people have been saying. So they're changing it to Like Thy Nerd.
Love Thy Nerd. Great.
So good.
That's great.
Love Thy Nerd, if you've never heard of them, check them out. Or Like Thy Nerd, I should say. but before we get into what we're geeking out about, what was your favorite April Fool's Day thing this year?
So one of mine that I saw, I didn't get the chance to see a lot of them today just because of how busy work was, but one of mine was Sega, and they had, theirs is a, it was a CLC, cartridge loadable content, instead of DLC, and it was all these versions of, like, Sonic. There was, like, big-headed mode, like, barefoot mode, and then what is it, like, you think it's like, oh yeah, don't make it weirder than it already is, like,
yeah, barefoot mode, don't make it weird.
And the image was a reference to a TikTok that I saw, I think in the last couple of years. There was a guy that kept stacking, like, the Knuckles cartridges and, like, the game cartridges, and it would still play whatever game, and the dude stacked it up so tall he had to, like, lean it against something, and it still played.
They really did do DLC before anyone else did.
Yeah, technically. Yeah. That's where the N Knuckles meme comes from.
So you can have Sonic the Hedgehog. It was 2, right? Sonic 2?
Sonic, I think, yeah. So you can actually, I think it was before Sonic 3 came out, but I think you can actually go back to the old games. Or at least I know, I don't know if one of them was like a ROM hack, but I think you could do Sonic 2 or Sonic 3, I think.
That's right. Sonic, and then Knuckles Sonic was its own game, if I remember.
Yes, so you could still play Sonic and Knuckles as its own game. Yeah. Yep.
So people are like, what are you talking about? Sega had cartridges standing up, something like Super Nintendo or Sega.
In the ancient Genesis. Times.
Yeah, and so...
In the 1900s.
the 1900s, we would have these cartridges that we would place into the console. Because if someone thinks of cartridge, they're just not going to think of, like, so the top of this thing would flip up. And then the flip up would allow you to, like, basically plug in another cartridge, like a USB port.
Yeah.
But it was the whole cartridge. And then you could, you could play the game by itself, or you could add, what it would do is it would add Knuckles to other games.
Yes.
Except for Sonic Pinball, and I was really upset.
To the Sonic
about
games.
That.
Yeah.
No. I don't know why I thought it would go into pinball, but I really wanted it to.
I mean, you had to try, right?
I tried every game I had.
I will tell y'all a twist, kind of a, I guess I have a twist question. Has any of these April Fool's jokes, like, ever got you? Because I had one, it was a local thing, right? And so there's this place, this burger joint here called Judy's Inn. And it's like, they sell burgers, and then they don't do fries for whatever reason. They do chips, right? And so somebody shared this picture of, like, a basket of fries with the logo on it. And I was scrolling through Facebook this morning, and I went, oh, yes! And then I was like, wait. And about halfway through that thought, I was like, oh, no, I forgot what day it was. So I got real excited for a second, because it's one of those things where, you know, like, they sell, like, chips or something. And most people will just be like, oh, yeah, no, just go get fries from somewhere else. Like, go pick up your burger and get fries from somewhere else. And I'm just like, and that's, that would make that restaurant so much better to me if they sold fries as well. Like, I almost got.
I guess I'm gullible. Like, I can figure out the truth, and I would question everything. And so I read today, this morning, I guess, was the first one I saw was Nintendo Virtual Boy 2.
The Virtual Boy 2 like Pro, yes.
Or Super Virtual Boy. I don't remember what they called it.
Yes.
And it was the Switch with, like, a headgear that you would switch on. And I didn't even, like, question it. It wasn't that it, like, really got me. I would have figured it out, I feel like.
You were probably just kind of like, oh, okay, huh, all right.
Yeah, I was just scrolling, and I was like, makes sense. That sounds like something Nintendo would do.
That's great.
One that I did understand immediately. I will say, I thought the Zelda movie that IGN made way, way back with the trailer for a Legend of Zelda live action.
Right, yes.
And it didn't look good. Yeah. But I was in like 7th or 8th grade, and I fully believed for like a week that that was real. I had to have lots of people tell me
that. That reminds me of the like fake rumors that Netflix was doing a Zelda adaptation that went around, and I had to tell a few people, like, yeah, that's not real.
It's not happening.
Yeah.
And now there is a live action, and it's not a joke. It's,
yeah.
Yeah. But my favorite was this year would have been Pokemon. Did Pokemon Sleep Tournament happening?
That's pretty great.
And I was sitting there going, I would totally get back into Pokemon Sleep if there was a tournament. But they do this whole ad. It's live action. And they're like having announcers talk. And kind of like the competitors are like,
imagine somebody kind of like shoutcasting.
Like, yeah, it was like a pre, you know, like before a boxing match, you have the people that talk about the sport. So yeah. One of them is like, yeah, I've been dreaming since I was a kid. I'm prepared for this. And oh, someone else was like, yeah, I've worked my whole life for this. And it was just that's so hilarious. Ridiculous.
That's great.
Yeah, I would totally join a Pokemon Sleep tournament. I probably fail. I don't sleep. I like sleep. I don't sleep well, but I would try. I could sleep forever. They're like, someone's already gotten into slumber. It's crazy. Well done. We can get that's into awesome. What we're geeking out about. I haven't played any video games, so go ahead, LJ.
Okay. I've definitely played a few. So this week I started. I actually own a copy of the game now because I'm doing it for a stream. I own a copy of X-Men Legends on GameCube. I'm playing the emulated version because it's obviously higher quality. You know, like, obviously with the emulator, it's like up-res and stuff like that. I actually have a hookup for my GameCube, but it's just like to play on an HDMI. This game is super interesting because, like, I mean, I remember back in the day playing it, and with all the X-Men hype, I'm like, ooh, I want to play this again. It's actually definitely heavily D&D inspired, it feels like, the stats. So, like, you play, you have four X-Men at a time, and this is what evolved into, like, Marvel Ultimate Alliance. So you have all their stats, and that are, like, basically, they're kind of self-explanatory. Like, one of them's for your HP, your energy, one of them's like basically constitution, and you know, like, they all have their, you know, their uses. And then when you pick up these items, and they're literally like, oh, this gives you plus one or plus how many to this stat. And then so even all the stats are like, oh yeah, you unlock this at level something, and then you get this bonus. So I was like, wow, like, having played D&D, It's kind of, now that I'm into D&D, it makes me trip out when I go back to old games like that and be like, oh wow, like this was heavy D&D inspired. What's real cool is, I think they took this out in later games, but let's say you have Iceman on your team. He can actually make a ice bridge if there's a gap. Theoretically, you could be like, oh, we're not going to take that gap. I'm just going to take the long way around. Okay, cool. But the ice bridge is cooler. And then like you can put out like fires if there's like a path blocked or something. So on different maps, there's X-Men. Different X-Men have like extra uses and stuff. But my boy Cyclops definitely got him like more of a ranged character. So he's not like, he doesn't do well in taking damage. But then I've turned Wolverine and Rogue into like straight up like brawlers, you know, like Wolverine's definitely, he's definitely a tank. He soaks it all up, and Rogue's kind of more of like the powerhouse. Like she can do the damage, pretty much probably better than Wolverine can, I think, the way I have him built. But, it's fascinating. I'm like, oh wow, I can build these like I would build an actual D&D character. But it's fun. It's cool. I actually have the second one on the way too. Like I've bought a copy of X-Men Legends 2, which is more Age of Apocalypse inspired, so you get to play as X-Men.
I feel
X-Men
like I played this game, but I don't remember.
They're back in the day. They were on PS2, Xbox, and GameCube, and they're like top down. A lot of games took the inspiration from that too, especially like action games, like team based action games. Like, remember Nickelodeon had a similar game where you can play four at once. I think Shrek.
I think I played
Shrek
this on 2. GameCube.
Probably.
Possible.
Yeah, I mean this is the case right here, so.
It's been so long, I don't remember.
Yeah.
I might be thinking of a different game. I can't remember. Mine was more, it was like an action RPG. I played a lot as Wolverine, but you played different characters.
There was... Yeah, so there was one, a Marvel one also, that came out after the X-Men ones.
X-Men that I played.
Definitely X-Men. This was probably it. Because X-Men Legends 2 also has, like, you can actually be Magneto and Sabretooth and Mystique.
Man,
it's
taking
like
me
that.
Back.
I know. I definitely had to, like, especially with X-Men 97, I was like, I really want to go back and play this game. So I own actual copies of them now. yeah, super fun, though. And then I was definitely craving some D&D stuff this week because it had been a few weeks up until last night that I played. So I definitely did, and then I definitely did a kind of random impulse buy the other day, and I bought Dragon's Dogma 2. Which is, I wouldn't say necessarily like D&D inspired, but it's heavily fantasy inspired. I would say this definitely gives me a more immersive experience than like Baldur's Gate does, because Baldur's Gate, you're like, oh, that's D&D, the video game. With this, it definitely feels like it definitely has its D&D inspirations, but I feel like I'm playing something more close to like, oh, like I'm in a fellowship of, you know, like Lord of the Rings type characters. I made a ranger. You have different, they call them vocations, but they're like jobs. So you can pick, like a fighter, an archer, a mage, or a thief. And then those have like advanced levels of classes too. Like apparently you can be like a magic archer, which is basically like an arcane archer. But yeah, there's cat people in it. Kind of like the Elder Scrolls games. I literally recreated my cat as like a being in the game, so like,
oh, that's cool.
Yes, tabaxi. And so, yeah, so and yeah, I guess that is, you know, very, I guess tabaxi, like it is weird because, yeah, so they're not, and it's weird because their ears aren't like, they're not fully cat heads, you know, so it's like it looked kind of weird when I made her without hair, like, you know, but like you can add hair to them and stuff, and they definitely got like the cat face, but then their ears aren't like higher up like a cat's is, like, so they're almost like lower like a human.
Oh, weird. So it looks like the cats from that one movie.
They kind of do? Oh, my gosh. that is weird. And I don't think that race was in the original, but it's super fun. So the whole hook of the first game, and they have it now, is you can summon what they call pawns, and they're basically like party members that can help you. And nice. So what's nice is, so my brother got the game too, and there was this character that he had already... got to like level 26. So his character, I actually spawned him. I was catching up with him on Saturday morning, and his character I actually brought into my game. And so you can actually character their pawns, their party members can actually take knowledge with them into your game. So like his character was like, oh hey, I know where this item is at, like, want to follow me? And so I was like, okay, cool, I'll do that. And then, like, your pawns have, like, specialties. Like, they're good at doing, like, crafting stuff or whatever. So they're meant to be, like, super helpful to you. So it was real neat. Then I'm like, oh, like, this is cool. Like, he's already been places, so he already knows where to go. Because it's definitely that immersive thing. It's almost, they almost try to do, like, what Red Dead does for, like, Westerns with, like, fantasy. So, okay. Like, you can't just fast travel everywhere. You can take an ox cart, which doesn't necessarily protect you. Like, if it goes nighttime, you're probably going to get stopped and get attacked by goblins. Okay. Or it's like, if you do need to rest, like, there's definitely, like, a fatigue kind of a thing. So it's like, if you die too many times, you start to lose health that you can recover. So it's like, you want to rest at a campfire, or you want to rest at an inn. So it's almost like D&D in a way, where it's like, oh, no, you need to rest because you're losing things you want to have, like, fully restored next time you get into combat. So, definitely immersive, I would say, in sort of a Red Dead kind of way. And then, like, just parts of it remind me still of D&D. So, Dragon's Dogma 2 is pretty fun. I enjoy it quite a lot. So, yeah, it's good.
Cool. But, you reminded me. I will be playing not Dungeons & Dragons next, I think it's on the Sunday. I believe it's the 7th. Nice. With... It's not Dungeons & Dragons. DiscipleGaming.com have a, like, Dungeons & Dragons style, like, tabletop RPG.
Oh, so, like, their own system.
Yeah. But it's about the Bible.
Oh.
So some of the classes are, like, Centurion. I think I'm going to get a Centurion, which is cool. There's a Fisherman, a Scribe, a Weaver. There's a bunch of other ones, too. And then I think they put you through a, like, a biblical scenario.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't totally know what to expect yet. I've got to read a little bit more into this. But they're going to be streaming it on their own Twitch channel Sunday. And so I said yes without knowing what I was getting into. I didn't realize I was getting into a new system. I got a lot of reading to do. But I'm excited about it. It'll be really cool.
That's kind of neat. I mean, that's how I felt about, like, D&D the first time I played. I'm like, I have no idea what I'm doing. And the places my head goes with that type of setup, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, that could be so much chaos if in the wrong hands. I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, just knowing how D&D sessions can get. And,
like, yeah, I'm really curious how this will all go down.
Yeah, no, that's fun. It should be, cool.
If I'm reading everything right, April 7th, 1:30 Pacific time. It's gonna be me, Steve from Save Point Ministries.
Okay.
And Bubba Stallcup of Love Thy Nerd.
That's legit. That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, and Nerd Pastor Nate.
Nice.
Yes, I think fun. I got everyone that's in there. I'm really excited. It'll be fun.
That's cool.
Yeah. I guess I won't talk about it next week. I won't be here next week. But we can get into the gaming news. Can we just talk about Marvel?
Yeah. So, Marvel... has a new hero shooter coming out called Marvel Rivals, which I thought was
Marvel's Overwatch.
Yes, and I was just talking about Overwatch last week. I'm like, ooh, I might get back into this, because they made some changes that they shouldn't have even bothered to, like, do in the first place, with. But this is basically, it's third person, 6v6. They've already Arena. Shown some of the heroes. Yeah. I wish I would have looked up a roster, but it's okay. People can go look at that for themselves.
It is, like, a little weird to me that it's a shooter. I get it. Like, it'd be hard not to make it a shooter. But yeah. Hulk shooting stuff, like beams from his arms, was really weird.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess you could explain that, like, oh, it's gamma energy or something, you know? Like,
yeah.
You know, so there are ways. So it's like, whatever. I'm not really that worried about it, but I think it's fun, like, seeing Spider-Man as, like, potentially, like, a DPS character, because it's like, oh yeah, he's constantly, you know, like, of course he's going to be able to stack up damage. Then Doctor Strange looked like he played similar to, like, Symmetra and Overwatch, where it's like, oh, he does portals, and that could potentially help other heroes get to certain spots quicker.
Yeah, like, this game could get really big if they do it well.
And especially with Overwatch being, a lot of people have soured on Overwatch at this point, too. So I think this is the perfect time, because the hero shooter was a genre that a lot of companies were kind of trying to get into before. And so I think if this ends up being really good, Marvel has something on their hands. And there's such a huge roster of comic book characters that, like, you already know and love. So
You're gonna go for your favorite characters, and I mean, it could be.
All they gotta do is if it gets quiet for a while, or you know, people kind of start to be like, "Eh, it's okay. Like, I'm over it." Boom! Put out a new character. Put out Deadpool or something, or you know, like
you have a movie come out, you put out a character to what the movie.
Yes, capitalize on that. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. They couldn't. It's real icky, but I think it makes me think like, oh, you could straight up sell like movie skins and other like other comic costumes.
They will, you know they will.
Because suckers like me will absolutely buy that. Like, you know,
I'm getting Sam Raimi Spider-Man immediately.
I'm a part of the problem. my Fortnite account definitely speaks to that, sadly.
You'll get, like, Edward Norton Hulk or Mark Ruffalo Hulk.
Oh, I would get Edward Norton Hulk in a heartbeat. That's my favorite Hulk movie.
I will say, I didn't hold on to Pokemon Snap for a long time. Not Pokemon Snap. Marvel Snap. For a long time, that was not intentional. But I did really like this, like skins on the cards. I was like, I could get into this.
That reminds me, I won't get into it, but I started playing the Invincible mobile game.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another game I played, kind of, last week or so. I played a DC deck builder. I don't know what it was called.
Ooh, nice.
But it was fun.
I saw an ad for that.
It was a complicated. This was like a. In a box at a table. Yeah. But I don't want to say it played like Marvel Snap because it really didn't at all, but it had like a point buy system. And it was neat. Technically playing together story wise in a way, but you were also playing each other. The other players were your enemies. But it was cool.
Anyway, yeah, so Marvel Rivals sounds legit.
Going places.
I'm excited. To note, it is only coming to PC for now. They've announced it for PC, and then I think the test opens in May. So it sounds like it's a little bit of a ways from getting like this wide release. But okay. I'm certain that like eventually it's gonna come to console. Like it's not gonna stay locked on PC forever. I think as soon as they do this.
Lowest settings.
As soon as they do this test and like they kind of figure out what's what and take feedback from people, then I think it'll. Dang, May's gonna be packed too. Multiverses comes up back then too. Yeah, I'm gonna be eating. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, I'm excited for this. I hope everybody else is too. Yeah. The next piece of news I do want to mention real quick, just because we were talking about April Fool stuff. Is that if you want to wait in anticipation like everybody else, the store page for Hollow Knight Silksong got published on the Xbox. So
rude.
I think they did have a deal with Xbox or something, so I think it's going to be like promoted on there, but it's coming to like everything. But so they decided, we're going to publish the store page on April Fool's. So doesn't seem like a joke to me. It's just like, oh, we're gonna mess with people and do this. So
yeah, it just seems rude. They're like, hey, you wish it was coming out.
Yes,
it's so that everyone can go, hey, it's on the store. And they're like, oh, it is, yeah, go check it out. And then they pull it up and they're like, it is. And then they go to buy it and they can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah, but you can wish list it now, I think, on like Xbox and stuff. So
yeah, you can hope to have it someday.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's it.
We'll get into the movies then. You didn't see a movie this week?
I have not.
I need to see Godzilla vs. Kong. I'm so excited.
I know. I should have went to see that.
It's not going to be good, but I will see it.
I mean, I've heard like it's a good popcorn movie, like what I expect. Like I've heard good things.
I'm really mad. I saw a major spoiler, and it was in the promotional material of the movie. And I was like, that's so unnecessary. Yeah. It was a really cool thing too. Something stupid, small, but I'm not going to share because I've only seen it once, and hopefully they may have learned and taken it down. But watch it soon because I'll probably start using it. That's how Spider-Man was.
That makes me kind of anticipate a little more. I'm like, oh, what? There's this thing.
So. Yeah. No huge biggie. It reminds me of the Spider-Man movie. Like everyone was like, oh, Garfield.
I mean, I know they showed like the baby Kong, you know, like I know that's kind of like something they've been obvious about, so
yeah. That's it. I'll tell you after the show. It's not a big deal, but it's not like I don't want to share it in case someone else doesn't want to know.
Yeah.
I did, however, see Roadhouse
with
Jake Gyllenhaal. And that movie's good, guys. It's stupid. You see,
yeah,
what's his face's butt?
Yep.
Twice. If you watch the end credit scene,
Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
I like how he didn't feel like Conor McGregor. He just felt like this nutty dude that's just like causing chaos.
Yeah, he seemed real crazy. Yeah. I'm really interested to see him like actually act, because in this he didn't have to do a lot of acting.
They probably just told him like act real goofy, act like kind of like a punk, you know, and just
cause trouble. They gave him like early days John Cena movie nonsense.
Yeah.
And he does really well with that, but there's a part that made me curious about it, and that was there's a part where he looks frightened. And he like genuinely like showed expression, like there was a lot of emotion behind that, like fear in his eyes for a second.
Like, ooh, like, there's a bit more to that character. All right.
I was like, maybe he's got some acting chops. That actually seemed pretty legit.
Yeah.
So I'd be curious to see, you know, if he does anything any further. That's not to say that he's necessarily good in this movie. He's just fun.
Yeah.
It makes me question whether or not there is potential there. I think that would be cool. Jake Gyllenhaal, obviously, amazing in everything he's in, I feel like.
Yeah, like I can't think of a movie I don't like that he's in. I guess that's good.
There are very loose rumors I've seen. It might even be a fan cast and not a rumor of him being the next Bruce Wayne.
It definitely sounds like a rumor thing or like a discussion thing, because
I've heard so many. So that's him.
Alan Richardson?
Yeah, really wants to do it. Jensen Ackles, and then Pedro Pascal, which is so ridiculous.
That one's definitely cheeky for sure. Like that.
It's gonna be about Damian Wayne though, so he's gonna have a kid. So
it
fits Pedro Pascal's.
Ooh, he's getting typecasted now.
Yeah, he'll have a kid to watch over. So maybe.
Oh my god.
But I do believe out of all of those. Well, Alan Richardson actually would probably be pretty good. But I think Jake Gyllenhaal could do really well.
Yeah, he could play a good younger Bruce Wayne, I think.
Yeah, so we watched, it was Nightcrawler. It's an older movie called Nightcrawler with Jake Gyllenhaal in it. I don't know if I recommend that movie. It is not for the faint of heart. Do your research before watching it. But it shows a very dark character in Jake Gyllenhaal. And so I think that contrasted with this, I think you could have a really good Batman of having.
He's good at playing strange characters, because he's kind of a weird character in that movie Prisoners too.
Yeah, yeah. But he could be this, you know, this happy Mr. Rogers Bruce Wayne, and then the dark, gritty like Nightcrawler.
Turn it off instantly.
Yeah.
I want to see him do the look up like Michael Keaton. Like I see. Yeah, it.
Could you imagine if he's like in front of people, so he has this big smile and he turns around and he's just got the scowl.
I think he could play a better balance of the two types of Bruce, better than Pattinson probably can.
Mm-hmm. And right now he's got the build for a superhero.
Yep.
Absolutely jacked in Roadhouse.
Yeah.
So I'd be curious if he's looking for a role in the DC universe.
If you're looking for another movie, the fighting movie to watch him in, check out Southpaw too. That's a good one.
What is it?
Southpaw?
Okay.
It's a boxing movie. That one's super good, too.
Yeah. I can't recommend this movie enough. It was so funny.
It's fun. It's, like I said, 2000s action movie. Stupid fun.
Yeah. The trailer kind of showcases what the movie is. That's all the movie is.
Yeah.
Is that scene where he's like about to get in a fight and he goes, "Do you guys have insurance? Hey, where's the closest hospital?" He's just so nice all the time.
He's like, I'll even drive you there.
Yeah, it's so good. A lot of fun. It is interesting. I'd almost want a sequel, and it's the highest. It's beaten records for Amazon Prime's streaming for movie releases. So maybe we'll get a sequel.
I know the director was unhappy about it going to straight to Amazon, because I think before, I don't know if this was around COVID times or what happened with the deal, but he was under the assumption it was going to come to theaters, and then Amazon's like, nope, we're moving it to streaming.
Which I was thinking about that last night when we watched it. Was that last night? A couple nights ago. I don't think it would have done well in theaters.
Yeah, same. I do agree with that. Like, it's a good movie.
Now that it's streamed, if it were to go to theaters, I would rewatch it in theaters.
Yeah, yeah.
I could see that slowly becoming, like, a new trend of, like...
It would have bombed, but because it did stream, it caught people's attention. Like, oh,
yeah. Right, stream it for a couple weeks, you know whether or not it does good, and then throw it in theaters. So I'm sure it's probably hard to get all those deals going, but
I mean, that Disney really... just put some of their stuff, or is putting some of their stuff back in theaters that they didn't get to.
I would 100% watch Roadhouse in theaters now. I would not have seen that trailer and been like, gotta go to the movies to watch that.
Oh, yeah.
So, we'll see.
Yeah.
That's all I watch, though, so I'll get into the movies. I am so stupid excited about this news story. Probably the highlight news. It's my favorite news story of the year so far.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm that excited, guys. I don't... We mentioned the other day that Rooster Teeth is closing down. I mentioned how much of my sense of humor is because, like, was built on Red vs. Blue.
Red vs. Blue.
And I am behind on Red vs. Blue. There's some seasons out. I haven't seen them. I don't know what's going on in them. Need to go check that out. But as a farewell, Red vs. Blue is getting a movie called Red vs. Blue Restoration. It looks real plot heavy. It's bringing back all the old stuff that I cared about.
Yeah.
I'm excited, guys.
even as somebody who, like, I have not seen, like, I've only watched, like, the first couple seasons probably. But even then, it does hold a little bit of nostalgia for me, too. Like, I'm like, oh, I know these characters, and they're actually getting into some plot, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, oh, okay.
The first seven or so seasons are, like, worth watching if you ever get... It's a lot of content, but...
Yeah. They used to be on Netflix. I don't know where they're at now.
There's a line in there that true Red vs. Blue fans will get, and I'd really appreciate it, in the trailer. And that was, why are we even here? Which
it's like one of the first.
I'm pretty sure it's the opening line of.
Yes, it's like one of the.
You
first
ever wonder why we're here?
Yes, yes, it's literally the first line.
So in good. The show. It's gonna go to streaming. I don't know where it's gonna be streaming on for sure.
Wow, the only place you can watch this, watch the actual original Red vs. Blue, is Tubi, or Amazon Prime. I think you have to buy it on Prime.
That makes sense. You can probably watch it on Rooster Teeth.
Well, actually, yeah, that's true, too. But I think the movie is coming to digital. I saw in May.
Yeah, digital release. It said, like, own it on digital or something like that.
Yes, yes.
All sale final, no return. Oh.
They should have made a joke and be like, get owned on digital or something.
Yeah. Red vs. Blue was, it. I don't know. It meant a lot to me. So I'm really excited that it's finally, that it's getting this, like, final farewell.
Yeah,
well deserved. So yeah, that's our movie news. I didn't do a whole bunch of them, but I thought that was worth bringing up.
Yeah,
enough that we were like, it's Easter, then it's April Fool's Day, maybe we should cancel the podcast this week, and I was like, no, I need to tell that news story.
Well, I mean, I kind of felt the same way too. I'm like, nah, we can have a podcast this week.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to do it, so
yes. So we'll get into TV then. I need to start TV with me making a correction. I have not watched all of Delicious in Dungeon. I thought the episode that I watched was the finale, and there are two more episodes out.
Oh.
So I'm not sure when it ends for sure. I haven't looked that up, but okay. There is more to it. Really caught me off guard.
Yeah.
I've only got two more episodes of Avatar. And Avatar The Last Airbender, if you are not a fan of it, not going to watch it, you should still watch episode 6.
See, I fell off because even I started to notice some things that I wasn't really. I was like, all right, I don't know, you know? But
Did you see episode 6 at all?
No. I think I got up to... I think I got like halfway through it, I think. When they were in the city, when you met Boomy.
Yeah. So, I... It's not my favorite show, but I'm watching it with my wife. She's really enjoying it. So episode 6, the show's been out forever. You know, the animated show at least. Episode 6 has to do with the Blue Spirit,
okay.
Which is Zuko's, you know, alternate. His Batman. very yeah. Batman in this, which is so funny. but they really go into depth onto why he got the scar. And I won't give all of that away in case people don't know that story, because if you didn't know that story and you watched that,
they definitely mention it in the show. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, that would be crazy not knowing and watching that show and seeing that. But they did so well with the storytelling as to why he got that scar and why he is the way he is and the trauma that he has. And
that's the merit of the show for me.
It's what?
That's the merit of this live action show, is somehow they get the world building, like, they do really well on the world building, but like the execution of like actual events that happen in the show, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, you know, like, I'm like, all right, it passes. But like, I feel like all the world building stuff they do and like the building up of like the story and like, I feel like that's the show's best quality.
So far, as far as I'm concerned, like I believe this episode is the only thing I've seen that's been better than the animated show. I still think the animated show is like way better.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
But I will say the storytelling in this episode specifically was more well done than the storytelling of this in the animated.
Ooh.
So maybe work your way through episode 6. It's worth watching.
Yeah.
And if you're really done with it, even like listeners, if you're really done with that show, you watch a couple episodes, you're like, I can't do this. If that's the case, then you probably watch the animated show. So you know what's going on enough, then I think you can probably go back and mm-hmm. just watch episode 6 without having to watch the whole thing. You don't want to commit to that. Worth watching.
Imagine never have watched. And see, that's why I think of like people like my parents or somebody who's like a very casual show watcher. Imagine being mm-hmm. somebody who's never seen the animated show.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so weird to think about.
Man, yeah. So, and then Shogun. I watched Shogun. Shogun's still good.
Nice. I need to watch more of it.
Yeah. This last episode of that was really good too. They do go into a brothel. They don't call it a brothel. I don't remember what they call them. Tea houses.
Like a bathhouse?
I think they call them tea houses.
Okay.
But just be aware of that. Listeners. What else did you watch, LJ?
I
have one more. Go ahead.
I'll go for it.
Solo Leveling.
Yeah, nice. I watched a few episodes of that like a few weeks ago.
Cool. I didn't know if I brought it up the other day when I started watching. It was actually a couple weeks ago that I watched.
I don't think you did. I remember, I brought it up, but I don't remember if you had watched it yet.
Yeah. I am on episode 8, I believe. It was whatever the English dub was at the time. Really good.
See, I've only watched like maybe 2 or 3 episodes, so like I haven't been back to it since, but
it gets better. And there's a song in one of the episodes, I think episode 3, that is now on my workout playlist.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. It sounds like Evanescence. The music's really good.
Cool.
Anyways, go ahead.
The things that I watched, I definitely caught up on the latest episode of X-Men. Mm-hmm. They're definitely getting into interesting territory. A lot of comic book references, which I know is like, there's stuff that even I'm not that familiar with now, but like, it just feels, I'm like, hopefully they're not overloading on the references, and like there's stuff happening, but now I'm at a point where I'm like, okay, what's the overall plot here? Because it was they were definitely like solved some questions that the first 2 episodes kind of like ended with. So I'm excited to see more, because there's like 8 episodes. I think there's going to be, no, 10 episodes, I think, because that's like a record. I hope, I don't know, like I just hope that we get on track with a plot instead of this being like a week to week thing. I don't know, like I know the first 2 episodes were definitely heavy on plot, so it's like, I wonder if they're going to try to cram a bunch of arcs in here, because it seemed like they kind of did with this 3rd episode. So I'm just curious to see where it goes at this point, because the first 2 episodes went together like amazingly. Like, they should have put those episodes in like theaters and premiered it, like, just because the animation was so good too. So I really don't know. I'm interested to see where the rest of the show goes. The other show I've been on, I guess I watched most everything I watched was animated this week. I'm fully caught up on Invincible now, because that's had,
that's something I need to get back into.
Yes, because that's had a few episodes come, like, since they came back. That's had a few episodes, and it's still just as heavy as ever. It's super good. And I like that there's different heroes get kind of their moment and stuff like that too. There's also a lot of blood and a lot of chaos going on too. But I do like how the show just isn't, I mean, that's kind of, I feel like how it's always kind of been. It's not necessarily just about Invincible. It's very much about, like, you know, the Guardians and other people that are involved in being a superhero. Like, Adam Eve is still very much a focus. And so I like it. It's super good. It's still one of my favorite. It's probably still one of my favorite shows, I think, in the last couple years. So it's good.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
We will get into the TV news very quickly. Just one more news story. And then Spiderwick Chronicles got a trailer. I didn't know they were making Spiderwick Chronicles.
I feel like we mentioned this like once. And then we're kind of like, that's random. You know, like. And I think we're all like not very familiar from what I remember. Like we're not all that familiar with like the books or whatever.
I don't remember much about them, but I read the books in a day.
Right. Wow.
Like all of the books.
We might
and so my memory into... of them is so like, yeah, I mean.
We might have got into that discussion a little bit when like, I think when we were hearing about like Percy Jackson, because I think that kind of brought up stuff a little bit. I remember the movie, and I never saw the movie, but I have zero attachment to this property. I'm like, you know what? That it looks kind of interesting, you know, but
I probably won't watch it. The trailer looks good. I want to throw that out there.
It's on like Roku. It's on like Roku TV or something, which I think.
Yeah, I've never heard of Roku TV before.
I don't know if it's an app now. Like, I don't know if you can just get a Roku app now, or if it's on like you have to have a device. That's where the Weird Al thing premiered too.
That's so weird.
You can actually buy that now though, like on digital platforms. So it's just weird.
I'm not totally against it. I think it looks really cool. It has some Harry Potter vibes to it a little bit. It takes place in modern day, but I was getting some Harry Potter from it. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it had some cool fantastical kind of stuff that I'm like, ooh, all right, like.
Yeah, it could be neat. But yeah. I don't know. I'm watching so much right now, and I have so little time to watch things.
That's how I feel too. I feel overloaded with shows right now, and it's not like I feel bad because like I'm like, dang, I haven't been keeping up with Shogun. I've watched a lot of episodes of that, but I feel like there's certain things I want to watch at certain times, and so it's just like certain shows I feel like I can pay attention to, and certain ones I can't. But at certain moments, but I definitely feel overloaded right now.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, Disney Plus has really done a good job of keeping me busy with like it's Marvel and then it's Star Wars and it's Marvel.
Yeah,
and then the Shogun is really good. I'm trying to keep up on anime, and so I think a lot of it is these big companies that are doing a bunch of different little things. Mm-hmm. Like I think the Star Wars thing is a really good example. So like every few months I get a new Star Wars show, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go watch that.
Comes soon too, right?
Yeah, because that just keeps me busy, which is their plan. I mean, they're doing a good job of what they're trying to do, I guess. But it kind of keeps you from just watching the show of the season.
Yeah. I mean, it's like I think it's good, too. I don't know if it's like to have like a fallback show or just a show you can just turn your brain off on. Like, because I'm still deep into like Modern Family. Like, I think I'm like actually halfway through the seasons on that show now. Or almost, but that's just one of those shows. It's like, oh, I can watch an episode of this before bed or whatever and be satisfied.
I don't have a show like that. I'm trying to make it My Hero Academia because I'm trying to get through it, but it's slow going.
Yeah. And then that show, like, and then it's like that show, the show, like Modern Family, it's like that's the further it's gone, it's actually gotten kind of like more plot heavy too, which is interesting because it's like, it's not just like, oh, it's these episodes where we're going to goof off. It's like, no, we actually have these moments of character growth, like, towards the beginning of the season and at the end of the season, and it makes you invested. So like with an anime, it's like, oh, there's definitely going to be those moments where you're just like, oh, like I'm just willing to watch people get beat down or whatever. But then you have those moments that invest you know, like, cause you're like, ooh, what's happening now? So
especially the farther I'm getting to My Hero, the more important things are getting, I guess. But
yeah,
we'll end the podcast there. We will have a podcast next week. I just won't be here. I should say that. We are having, There's a big eclipse happening. Some people know. Some people don't know. We're going to have 1.8 million people visiting our state next week. And so,
cool.
Yeah. I don't know what that's going to look like, but I wait tables for a living, and so I'm just kind of taking the opportunity to...
That can... yeah.
Wait tables.
You're like, just in case.
Yeah. I'm also... I kind of manage our servers and stuff, and so I would... It'd probably look pretty bad if I just wasn't there while it
burned. If things pop off, like, you gotta be there, yeah.
Yeah. So, Monday night's usually not a big deal for me, right. But we'll see what next week looks like. LJ, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at LJ the Paladin.
And you can find me on Instagram at Cody Armor. Keep gaming, keep praying, and God bless.
Peace.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Geeks Under Grace podcast. We love hearing from you, so feel free to ask us questions or just comment on the show by using the hashtag GUGcast on Twitter or by joining the GUGcast questions channel in the Geeks Under Grace Discord. If you like this episode, consider leaving a review or rating of our show on your favorite podcast app. If you want even more Geeks Under Grace, you can always go to geeksundergrace.com. We love you all so much, so thank you for listening. It's on.